letting people know. You can also skip the help desk. Just getting out and getting that experience, touching some kind of job with some computer and network, it can change your life. My life is never going to be the same. I know you didn't ask for advice, but I'm just saying.
Oh, no, keep going.
Don't just read the title, because my job is an IT architecture specialist. But if I had just decided not to apply for anything with the word architect, then I would have not gotten this job. What I'm trying to say is I was about to get fired for this particular call. Same day, I got like an email for an interview. And if I had not been staying up to date on everything I had been learning, regardless if I was getting interviewed, because I had never had an interview since October. I haven't had one interview. This was my only opportunity. Me staying on top of the language and learning and my projects and knowing what to say, when they came and presented the opportunity with an interview, I just like did a good job because I never stopped learning. My name is Taylor. I currently just accepted a job as an IT architect specialist here in Atlanta. I got the job after doing one of the course careers classes, and I'm super excited to join the world of IT.
Awesome. Well, let's dive right on in. Can you share what initially sparked your interest in the IT field and how your early, you know, experiences led you to pursue your career in IT and technology?
Well, I would say in college, I was really, my undergrad, I went to school for film, but in my free time, I did a lot of research in like the VR lab, the virtual reality lab at my school. But I didn't have the major. I just had a lot of strong interest in like technology, but I definitely wasn't interested in IT specifically. And so when I tried to start to merge probably like 2018 or 2019, I just couldn't really get my feet wet like I wanted because the industry was still kind of popping up. So I did a few certifications. I tried to do certifications. I never took the exams. And I did a lot of Microsoft Learn, like the Azure courses and whatnot. But at the end of the day, those just didn't work out. And so the pandemic happened and I took a long break.
I can completely understand. And I feel like a lot of people go with this pandemic has kind of got into the field and or changed their career trajectory. I kind of want to take a few seconds and actually talk about more of what you're doing in your new role and how you're enjoying it.
I actually started in 1 week.
Oh, nice. Are you excited for it? Or kind of tell us a little bit about that.
I'm extremely excited. So I'm basically going to be working for a school district. So we'll be looking, you know, the students have computers, the schools have their own computers that are on site. So we'll be doing a lot of monitoring. We'll be doing a lot of data visualizations of what's going on. And so we're going to be using Prometheus and Grafana a lot, which are just like different services you use to kind of look at different types of metrics. So I've been getting familiar with it because I'll be starting the job in the next week or so, and I'll be working under a seasoned IT architect.
Oh, cool. What were the deciding factors that led you to course careers for your IT training?
The reason was I already had a bachelor's degree. Like I said, I had a degree in film that I was not using. I worked in customer service, and I worked at a call center basically from home since I left college in 2019. And one of the reasons that I did the course careers is because, like I said, I tried so many certifications, and every time I would do a certification or start getting really serious with it, the job descriptions would say, you need to go to school, you need to go to school, you need to, you know, go to school. To get in your master's instead of like a bachelor's, people will want you to have like an undergraduate degree that was computer science, or they wanted experience to let you into the program. So while I was doing my research, there was a school that I could possibly get into. And one of the people, Josh, whose courses it was, he went to the school. It was like WGU. And I was considering going to the school, but I saw that he had like his own courses and things like that. And that's why I ended up taking the class.
That's actually really cool. No, Josh is a wealth of knowledge. I know him. We actually just had him on the channel last week talking to him about how he created the courses and stuff like that.
I
kind of want to dive in. You know, you kind of touched on this a little bit, but, you know, some of the challenges you had to overcome in your journey, you know, changing careers. When you were applying for your job that you just got, did you feel like the degree, having that degree still helped you land that job? Or was it more the skills you learned at course careers?
I would say both. So my degree has absolutely nothing to do with what I do. But sometimes people want to know that you have at least gone to get your undergraduate degree.
Right.
But in my interview, I primarily was asked everything that I went over in my courses. I think the challenges for me were when I was taking the course, you know, I'm a new mom, I'm a single parent, I have a 1-year-old. And so I had to study at night and apply whenever I, you know, got the free time between work and being a parent. And so for me, it was just, I just had to apply anyway, you know, even though I didn't have the right degree. That's why I can't necessarily say the degree was it, because I didn't even have one that really applied to the situation.
Yeah.
But in my interviews, I was primarily asked about my projects and the things I knew how to do.
That's awesome. And actually, I kind of want to dive into this a little bit more. And could you walk us through like what the day in the life of a student in the IT, you know, course careers program, and what aspects do you feel you benefited from the most?
I really like how flexible it was. You know, when you're in school, you have to do things by a certain date. You have to have it in, you know, by midnight at a certain time. And like I said, I just don't have that schedule. I have a full-time job. I have a kid. I have myself. So I would say like in the morning, I would probably know, like, I at least want to spend like an hour on it, you know, broken up throughout the day. And sometimes I would watch videos. Sometimes I would take maybe a subject that was focused on like, you know, DNS or maybe, you know, memory or, you know, even certain projects. I would just kind of like watch the videos whenever I got the chance in between work when I wasn't, you know, getting calls 24/7 at my last job. But it really was doing it whenever I could. And a lot of it was doing it at night. Right. Course Careers is really great because it has like videos, and then it also has a chance for you to, you know, ask questions, and then people can add like the Discord server. So there were a lot of different pieces where you can learn. It makes it easier for you to retain information.
One way of learning doesn't work for everyone is, you know, one thing I always try to tell people trying to start out in the field, and you have to find out what works for you.
Right.
Some people really enjoy picking up a book and reading a book, and they can just absorb that knowledge. And I'm jealous of that, because that is not at all how I can learn. If I want to go to sleep, I'll pick up a book and start reading, but I'm a hands-on person and I like to watch how something's done. And you know, you got to have that right balance. And
right.
I think also to go back to what you're talking about, a lot of people who are switching into the career field of tech are working a 9-to-5 job. You know, they either have families or other obligations they got to, you know, account for. So having that flexibility, it can be super beneficial.
Yes, I enjoyed it. And I just felt like, you know, I am a book person, but you have to consider the industry itself. If you're really unfamiliar and someone gives you a video on how to complete a project, you can always go back and replay it and keep doing it until you really understand it. In comparison to just like, I can definitely pick up a book and just retain it. But in IT, it's not like that. You're continuously problem solving. One typo could make everything go haywire. So you just have to be able to look at that video and just keep looking at it. So yeah, I like that part about Course Careers.
You mentioned about the community, you know, within Course Careers. That's one thing I think is really important, is to either find a mentor that's willing to help you or join some sort of community, whether it's a Discord server or if you're going through a program like Course Careers, they have their own community.
Right.
How did the mentorship and community aspect of Course Careers impact your like learning experience?
I would say, you know, a lot of people were getting jobs. I didn't just see it on like the Discord that came with my class. I saw it on LinkedIn. Like, I would see people like, hey, I just finished my course and now I have a new job, you know. So I would say the community really made it easy for me to feel confident that I would find a position. And then anytime I had a question, people would go in and help. Even the class I had, there were some people who received like internship kind of qualifications through the Discord for helping other people. So people were always around me to help with resume, and they were able to help me with projects. I think too, like something I really, really enjoyed and how I ended up finding my job was there were people who were getting jobs that I had never heard of. You know, of course, IT architect is pretty familiar, but I didn't have the idea to apply for, you know, places in the public sector, like a school district, until someone else received a position in that. And I said, oh, I never thought about that, you know? And so then that's when I started applying, and that's how I ended up getting my position.
That's actually really awesome. And one of my next questions I was getting ready to ask is, how did the community there help you transition? Was there like, you know, coaching offered? Did they, you know,
everything,
resume help, you know, What kind of help came with that?
We had a Discord server that was really, really detailed. So some of it was, you know, where people would come in and post that they received a position. They were where people could ask about the projects, or people were maybe having some troubleshooting tips, you know, people who were taking their final exam. So we had different kind of channels within the Discord server where people could ask questions. So 24/7 people were around just helping, I mean, just getting motivated. So I'd say at every step, there was someone there to really assist. Even the person who was over the class, he was there. He had people who were kind of very familiar with the course who could jump in and help when he wasn't available. So that was really great too.
So for people looking to kind of get their start into the IT field, and maybe they're going through a program like Course Careers or something else, what is one piece of advice you have for them to find like time to study and like how to make studying work for them?
If you put it in increments, like try not to put too much pressure on yourself. When I first took the course and people were getting jobs, I just felt like these people were, you know, taking the course and after a week they were finding a job. I applied for my job maybe like in October, and it's currently the end of March, almost April, that I'm starting my position. So I would say, you know, don't get discouraged if life gets in the way and you need to take a break. Even though I finished it within a small amount of time, there were still days where I just couldn't do it, and some days where I just overwhelmed myself with too much. So I think it's pretty good if you, you know, just know yourself. Don't let other people influence how you go about the courses.
It kind of goes back to like the part where I was talking about everyone learns
right
their own way. Also, everyone learns at their own different pace. You see it online where people like blow through, you know, material when studying for certification and do it super fast. And you go to like look over that material and like, oh gosh, how did they do it so fast? Am I not made out for this? And, but I always say, you know, you got to realize everyone learns differently. You just have to kind of keep your eye on that end goal.
Yeah.
Now, I want to talk about like your plans moving forward. You know, you just landed your job in the field. What is like your long-term career goals? Or do you have some long-term career goals? Where do you want to be in like the next 5-10 years?
Well, I like where I work. I'm in the public sector, but there are things that, you know, in a couple of years, like for example, my salary, my pay, like I get paid $74,000, like a little over $74,000 at my current position. And I have no experience, so I'm very grateful for the opportunity. But I know when I get to the level of like knowing what I want to know, I hope I can get, you know, paid more as an IT architect when I get more. But I actually decided to go back to school still for my master's. I did find a school. I'm going back to school for cyber operations. So I'm hoping I can kind of pivot in the next few years, but I'm giving myself a lot of wiggle room. Right now I'm just soaking it all in, you know, taking, I haven't even started. I'm starting next week. So right now I'm just taking it all in. I hope that I can kind of pivot, but honestly, right now I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to get started, you know?
If you could go back and give one piece of advice to anyone who's looking to start the like a course careers program, what would that piece of advice be?
Take a course, because I've spent money on so many different courses. I've tried so many different certifications. I've done so many different things. Pick someone that you feel like is a good teacher, someone that you can trust. You know, the course that I took, I'm not sure how all of the course careers classes are, but he helped with resume. He helped with interviewing. He helped with your portfolio. So it's important that you pick someone. If you're going to take a course and you're going to pay your hard earned money for it, you're going to need to pick someone who knows what they're doing, who's seasoned and who's willing to, you know, go the extra mile to make sure that you're going to get to your destination. You know, you're going to have to do the legwork, but, yeah, you know, make sure you're picking someone who has results.
You know, I know you're going back to school right now to get your master's degree. We talked about whether that was effective or not, but if you had to start like way back in the beginning, do you think you would do like go for a degree program again, or would you just go for a program like Course Careers?
I would probably go for Course Careers. And the reason is this: when I was in school, there were a lot of things that I learned that I never used. You know, I just feel like you just get the degree just as some people just to say you have it. But
right,
even with the master's, that's just my type of learning. I'm so used to, I'm programmed with the school thing where it's like, I need to have an instructor who maybe is in front of me who's saying, we're going to do this and then we're going to do that, you know? But no, I wouldn't go to school at all if I could, because I got into debt to go to school. And I didn't end up using my degree, and I wasted money to end up in the same place. I think it's okay for you to go and just find a place where there are people who have results. And that's what Course Careers did for me. I was like, oh, wow, these people are getting results. And so that's when I was like, I'm going to go ahead and go for this.
Let's kind of talk about, you know, you went through the program, you know, they gave you help to get you ready, and you got a job. But how was that application process? How many jobs did you actually end up applying for before you got an offer?
Well, here's the thing. You can't put a number on it sometimes, because that'll make really discourage you. Like I said before, if you're the type of person who wants results in 2 weeks, it's just, I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but don't set yourself up to feel down if you don't get a job immediately. I worked in customer service, like a call center. So I was also trying to just get out of my regular job. Like any other call center job, I would have taken. But one day I had to just kind of like totally say, do I want to work in IT or not? And then from that day, I felt like I really was applying. I apply for a lot of jobs. So it was like 100 jobs. Like just a second ago, I was just searching the word regret, and there were so many emails that popped up. I regret to inform you. I regret to inform so many jobs. I think it's so interesting too, because my class really told me like something like an architect is someone who's more seasoned, someone who's like 6 to 10 years experience, someone who really knows. One thing that changed for me is that I read the job descriptions. Don't just read like the title. I know you didn't ask for advice, but I'm just saying.
Oh, no. Keep going.
Don't just read the title, because my job is an IT architecture specialist. But if I had just decided not to apply for anything with the word architect, then I would have not gotten this job. When in reality, when I read the description, there was already an IT architect. I was just working under them. So sometimes you might be able to wiggle in so that, you know, something else. So I think for me, I had to really pay attention and learn. One thing I loved about my class, I love, if you talk to Josh again, is that he gave us like a template to search for jobs. He taught us how to look at the feedback you're getting and adjust.
Interesting.
Yeah. So as you're getting like rejections for certain things, you may say, okay, they may not like that. I don't know how to really code. Like I can't code at all, you know? So there's just certain things that you just really don't need to be applying for. And once you kind of stand back and look at the feedback you're getting, then you can go back, apply again for the jobs that you really want. And I feel like that's when I actually got a job. Like it was almost like that fast 2 week thing. But once I learned, okay, this is what fits what I have in my background.
What you said is so true, because everyone who goes out, like, job titles, first of all, suck in IT. Let's just be honest here. Like, yes, you know, job titles are so vague. And like, you know, I applied for this one job and the title was a network engineer. Mm-hmm. And I talked about when I went to the interview and I got offered the position and stuff. And I'm like, what does the actual person do? And they're talking about power washing Chromebooks and like doing like help desk level stuff. I'm like, you know, this isn't really what I signed up for. You know what I mean? I don't see the relation of network engineer and someone who's, you know, resetting exactly. Chromebooks.
Totally different.
So different. Yeah, I always tell people take the job title with a grain of salt, and then kind of also take the job descriptions with a grain of salt too sometimes, because sometimes those aren't wrote by people who understand even what the job's doing. They're wrote by some HR person that just kind of Googled, oh, that has a similar job title. We're just going to copy and paste that.
Exactly.
You know, and if it sounds like an interesting job, go ahead and apply, because the worst they're going to tell you is no. And you're going to learn from that on how to better adjust. So
yeah, that's true.
I think that's,
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh no, go ahead.
Like 90% of my job will probably be monitoring and visualizations. And like the description, like when I think of architect, I think of like building a certain type of architecture of the network.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit of that, but mostly monitoring and other things. And I had experience like putting a visualization together and whatnot. That can happen. That has happened to me where I was like, oh, okay, well, it worked in my favor. Okay. But, you know, so many jobs, some people just don't know what they need. They don't know.
Exactly. my very first job in the tech field, I was, I got hired on as an IT support specialist, and I started out pretty much just, it was a help desk position, and it was great. You know, I learned a lot. By the time I was done, I left the company, 2 years later, I was in charge of designing the complete IT infrastructure for all our brand new hotels we were building. You know, I was going to the architect meetings. I was literally going on site, racking and stacking the switches. It was a lot of fun. And like, I'm like, I begged for a job title change. I'm like, please, like something other than IT, just IT support. Yeah. And I was hit with resistance. It never got the job title change. As kind of part of the reason I left, because I was doing so much more than what I was originally hired for. And my pay was reflective of that. You know, I got pay increases, but they did not want to call me anything other than that job. So it just kind of goes to show you, you know, you might start off just doing this one thing, but as long as you show that initiative, the potential to grow into and develop your skills into something way more advanced is always there, depending on the organization.
It matters to you because when you go to the next position, someone's going to only think that you know how to do the help desk, but you want to work so that you can learn, so that you can say to someone, I know how to do these things. I can show you right now, you know, in our interview. And I think that's, I'm changing my answer on one of your questions.
Okay.
Because I think documentation is the most important thing I would tell someone to do. Everything that you learn in course careers, make sure you put it on your resume, put it on your LinkedIn, like put it on your GitHub, you know, because sometimes people just want to see that you're actively learning. You know, if you're actively learning and you're the type of person that can keep up with like the language and the conversation, then they're like, okay, that's the person I may want for the job.
Absolutely. And I have another question for you. You know, now that you've completed your program with course careers, you've got a job. Are you continuing to study? You know, I know you're saying you're going back to school for cybersecurity, but do you have like, do you know what exactly is like your next goal for your studies?
Yes. So before, when I met my boss in person, I did mostly virtual interviews, but when I met him in person, I was like, you know, the start date wasn't for another month or so. This is like a couple weeks ago. And so I'm like, is there anything that I can just go over while I'm at home? And they told me, like I said, Prometheus and Grafana, which are just like some visualization tools. And so all I did was I did what I always know how to do. I went to Udemy and I purchased a like small course on just learning those two. And I've just been doing it on my own computer, just trying to get familiar, you know, and of course, going back to your old course, making sure that language is ready to go on the first day, because once you get around seasoned people, they're just like talking in nerd and you don't know what they're talking about.
Nothing goes over my head.
As we get ready to land the plane here, you know, do you have any final advice for maybe someone that's in a similar position as you were looking to make the switch? What do you recommend them to do?
I think just don't stop learning. You don't always have to spend money to learn something. I have like 50 hours on Microsoft Learn. That's how I learned about Azure years ago, before I even took this class. You can go on YouTube and learn something new. You can, you know, if you do want to spend money, you can spend it like a couple $100 or even like $50 on a Udemy course. But I would just say, you know, never stop. Just don't let it get to the point where, because you just don't know. You know, what happened to me was that I was actually about to lose my job. I'm sorry if I'm going a long time.
Oh, no, keep going. You got it all the time.
So I was about to lose my job because my son is here in my home when I'm working from home, but my mother watches him during the day. And one day he had like a choking incident. And so it was so scary. And it was like while I was on the phone with someone. And so I was afraid that my boss was going to catch the call and fire me. And so I was just like in like the craziest place. But long story short, what I'm trying to say is I was about to get fired for this particular call. And like the same day I got like an email for an interview. And if I had not been staying up to date on everything I had been learning, regardless if I was getting interviewed, because I had never had an interview since October. I haven't had one interview. This was my only opportunity. Wow. So me staying on top of the language and learning in my projects and knowing what to say, when they came and presented the opportunity with an interview, I just like did a good job because, you know, I never stopped learning. So I would say,
yeah,
you know, don't, you pay for the course, keep watching it, go back, watch it 100 times, you know?
That is crazy. And, you know, I do feel, though, that that is similar to so many people's journeys, and hopefully someone else out there can relate. I feel like I've told my story 1,000 times on this channel, but I'll say a little bit more. Before I got into tech, I was a bulldozer operator, and I made really good money. I was making like $70,000 a year as a bulldozer operator, but I hated the job. It was just so mind numbing. I was in this bad place because I didn't want to leave the job because I needed to provide for my family. I got a wife and 3 kids at home, but I was just miserable there. And so I told my wife, and so with her support, I started studying to get into IT. While I was actually studying for IT, I actually ended up losing my job as a bulldozer operator. And I went to her and I'm like, you know, I can go out tomorrow, get another job doing something I really don't like, but, you know, just to make money, or this is, you know, I can take this opportunity and try to change career fields. And luckily I had, you know, her support the whole way, but I think it was that nudge I needed to really just double down and pursue my dreams. And now, you know, gosh, I'm 5-6 years into the career field, making well way more than I would ever have made in Yale before, and just really enjoying my job every day. It just feels like I hear so many of those stories, and it makes me so excited that,
yes,
you know, someone is able to pursue their dreams and go after a career that they want to go after.
Yes, I feel the same way. I feel the same way. And, you know, I think to letting people know, you can also skip the help desk. I don't know how I did it, but you can also try to skip that too if you want. But just getting out and getting that experience, like just touching some kind of job with some computer and network, it can change your life. Like, my life is never going to be the same. So I'm super excited, and I'm so happy to hear your story. Congratulations.
No, thank you so much. And yeah, I thank you again for coming on and sharing your journey. I really hope it helps inspire someone to go out and follow their dreams.
Yes, me too.
If you guys want to find out more about Course Careers, you know, we mentioned it in this video. I actually interviewed one of their instructors, and you guys can go check it out right here on the screen. And I'll also make sure and link down to everything about Course Careers down in the video description. Again, thank you for taking the time to come on the channel and tell us all about your wonderful story. I hope you all enjoyed this video. And until next time, keep learning.